Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
But now the hit Netflix show Adolescence has exposed the hidden language shaping how children communicate on smart devices, where symbols and colours carry secret meanings that parents may struggle to decode. To help us decipher which emojis mean what and the role they play in communication, I'm joined by Keith Broney, who's editor-in-chief of Emojipedia, the world's leading emoji resource. But first, here's a clip from that show, Adolescence, where the investigating police officer is talking to his teenage son about the case.
It's not going well because you're not getting it.
What am I not getting?
You're not reading what they're doing. What's happening?
What are you talking about?
Insta. You've been looking at Insta, right?
Yeah.
You've seen what she wrote?
Well, I have.
The dynamite. What do you think that means? It's an exploding red pill. Pills, the blue pills, means you see the world as it wants you to.
That's from The Matrix. You've been watching The Matrix?
What?
Don't worry, carry on.
Matrix. Red pill is like, I see the truth. It's a call to action by the manosphere.
There you go. What does a red pill mean? We'll get to that in just a second. That's a scene from the Netflix show Adolescence. Keith, you're very welcome to the programme.
Pleasure to be here.
And we'll get to the red pill and the type of emojis that parents should look out for in just a second. But they're well established, aren't we? We all use emojis now. And it's kind of like decoding a language.
In a sense, emojis have more in common with what we would call paralanguage, where they're more like gestures or facial expressions, things that actually complement the words we're saying. But yes, there's so many subtleties and cues that people may not be aware of being, used when people are using certain emojis in certain contexts.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to be careful. Not every single emoji is a potential smoking gun with some other insidious meaning.
Yeah, okay. But some are. I mean, what are the ones that parents should look out for? We heard the red pill mentioned there.
Well, so there is a whole host, of course, of different communities online, different subcultures, different places where people are able to communicate. And in, of course, the show Adolescence, they're talking about one particular subculture. You heard it referenced in the clip there, the quote-unquote manosphere. There's a whole host of different terms this community, if you want to call it that, goes by. They can call themselves incels. And these people, like many other fandoms or groups or communities across the globe, different cultures and what have you, have seen the emoji keyboard, which is available to us for free on all of our smartphones and our tablets, and have decided to use certain emojis for certain purposes that are reflecting their perspective and the topics and concepts that they communicate with mm-hmm. one another about. So the red pill, as you heard in the clip there, is a reference to The Matrix, but it's taking on so much more meaning in the past decade. To take the red pill, and people can represent this in emoji form as the pill emoji, which isn't explicitly red, but there is a pill emoji for, a medication, or a red circle emoji could be construed as the red pill. This is about, quote unquote, seeing the truth. In the context of The Matrix, that was actually seeing that the world was a digital, fabrication. In the manosphere subculture, this is about saying, I see that what I am told is not the truth. And I am going to see that in the context of the manosphere's perspectives, that men are actually second-class citizens in our culture, that men are not being valued, men are forced to be silent and accept different, ideologies that chastise men. That's mm-hmm. their thinking, and then people are in that subculture seeing the emoji keyboard and repurposing emojis to reflect those concepts.
Okay, and it's spread and spread and so on. And people then in the manosphere, or when you view it, you might see the 100 emoji. What does that mean?
So this is a reference to what some people may know as a kind of a Pareto breakdown, where 80% of results can occur by 20% of effort. But in the manosphere, this is a breakdown of the 80-20 principle of 80% of women are only attracted to 20% of men. Now, this is their perspective. It's also obviously one that's embedded hugely in misogynistic thinking, but they're seeing 80 plus 20 equals 100, of course, and using that emoji to represent that concept. Now, that's a great example here, though, because that SP is quite a popular emoji, has been for a very, very long time. And that emoji does not have that connotation in the vast majority of contexts where you may see it. But it is one to look out for, because in this subculture, it has this additional repurposed meaning.
Okay. How can parents learn about all of these things, do you think? I mean, if parents are worried, having seen adolescents, and they're worried about the emojis that they mightn't understand if they're viewing their children's social media, how do they go about learning about it?
So one of the key things to keep in mind is emojis are a very, very powerful communicative tool. And in the vast majority of instances, people are using them to communicate better, express sentiments, but they can be repurposed to be a code, to signal different concepts and subvert perhaps censors on social media platforms, or just obscure meanings that people know are a bit unsavory. And this is something people have been doing in a somewhat playful way for over a decade now, with, say, the peach and the eggplant emoji being used as playful sexual innuendo. So what I would recommend to parents and anybody who happens to see an emoji that doesn't seem to make a huge amount of sense in the wider context of the messaging it's, you know, embedded within, is ask the question, hey, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. Or consider, is there something else that could be going on here?
Yeah.
But ultimately, I would say the emojis are just a manifestation of these thoughts and concepts being spread online.
Okay.
And ultimately, you as a parent need to be able to engage with your son, your daughter, your child, and ask them, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? Are you having any difficulties? And make sure that people aren't falling into these subcultures when they are then seeing these emojis be repurposed.
Well, I think you give good advice. It's about engagement and communication about all of these things. Keith Broney, editor-in-chief of Emojipedia, the world's leading emoji resource. Thanks a million for joining us in the program.